بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin our program or our class with hadith number 330 in the series of Umdat al-Ahkam. And the brother would go ahead, please, and read the hadith for us.
It is reported on the authority of Abu Dhar that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, whoever is called to someone other than his father knowingly has committed an act of kufr, and whoever makes a claim of what is not his is not amongst us, and his abode is in the fire. And he who labeled anyone with unbelief or called him the enemy of Allah, and he was not in fact so, it would rebound on him.
This hadith has three topics. The one that is related to us is the first one, because the other two are not related to the book of marriage, to the book of calling your descendants to be yours, or claiming that they're not yours, accusing them, which is related to al-li'an, etc. So the first issue the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that whoever is called to someone other than his father knowingly, he has committed an act of kufr. And without going into deep detail, the hadith clearly states it is not permissible for a person to be called after anyone except his father. So if your father's name is Ali, and you decide to call yourself, for example, Asim ibn Ahmed, you've changed the name of your father from Ali into Ahmed. This is a major sin. Not only that, the Prophet said, alayhi salam, he had committed an act of kufr. Now, this by itself is an issue of debate among scholars. When saying that it is an act of kufr, does this mean that a person who does this had nullified his Islam? He's a kafir now? It's a long, heated debate. The most authentic opinion that there is a difference between the Prophet saying, alayhi salam, kufr, and saying al-kufr, the kufr. When it's unidentified, no identification article is used, such as the, this means that this is not a major kufr. This is a minor kufr. And you know that in Aqeedah, we have major hypocrisy that puts a person in hell forever, and we have minor hypocrisy, such as lying, cheating, breaking a promise. We have major shirk, such as prostrating and worshipping idols, and we have minor shirk, such as saying, by Muhammad, I will not do this, swearing other than Allah. So likewise, we have major kufr that nullifies Islam. If a person says, I don't believe in the existence of angels, he's kafir. If a person says, I believe that there is a messenger and a prophet after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad, he's a kafir. And there is minor kufr. And this is not the right platform to discuss it, but just to remind you, I know that you know this, inshallah. Such as when the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, sibabul mu'mini fusuq, swearing and cursing a mu'min is a sin. Wa qitaluhu kufr. And fighting him is kufr. Meaning that if I fight him, I become a kafir? No. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat, wa in ta'ifatani minal mu'minina qatatalu. Allah described them as believers. If two factions of the believers fought against one another, Allah tells us to try to reconcile between them. Now, this means that this kufr is not major. It is minor. Likewise, the Prophet tells the women, oh women, pay for charity because I've seen you the majority of hellfire. Women stood and objected. Why? And the Prophet said, because of your kufr. And they inquired again, do we make kufr of Allah? And he said, no, you make kufr of good behavior or good attitude towards your husband. If your husband is good to you all year round and he makes one mistake, you say, we have not seen anything good of you. So this is kufr, but it does not nullify a person's Islam. It is kufr of gratitude. You're not thankful, you're not grateful. So this is the opposite of being thankful and grateful. So this hadith, this is the most authentic opinion. It is not an indication that it nullifies Islam, but rather it reduces the iman, and it's a major sin. Now, the other topic is claiming what's not yours. And this is not the right time to discuss it, but I'll just briefly, when I say that I have this and I have that and I'm lying, just so that people are impressed with me. It's like a co-wife. The Prophet was asked about this. A woman came and she said, if I say to the other co-wife that my husband gave me this and that and he did not, just to break her heart and make her feel jealous. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever claims something that is not his, as if he's wearing two garments of falsehood, of zur. So this is not permissible. And do we have people like this among the Muslims? A lot. And I'm afraid that it also can be part of this hadith when you wear a fake watch. If you wear a fake watch that originally costs 100,000 euros, but you buy it for 10 rupees, fake. But you boast about it, and how are you? I'm fine. So what are you doing? You're trying to impress people with something that is not yours, or to try to pretend that you're a hafiz, or you're a scholar, and you speak like what people say, oh, scholar so-and-so, and you're not. You barely know how to pray. So a part can fall under this, and this is not the time to discuss it. And the third one is a very dangerous one, is when people label others by saying you're a kafir. And he's not a kafir, he's a Muslim. Or you're the enemy of Allah. And he's a righteous and pious person. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that whoever does this, then it will go back to him if the other one is not actually an enemy of Allah or a kafir. Let's go back to the first one, which deals with our topic. Calling someone after someone who's not his father is a major sin. We find this, unfortunately, in lots of the Muslim talking about non-Muslims. Non-Muslims, they would probably don't care about what we think and believe. I'm addressing only the Muslims. And a lot of the sisters, when they get married in foreign countries, they change their family name. Some of them change their father's name. So after being named by Fatima bint Muhammad al-Siddiqi, for example, all of a sudden she marries someone and she changes her name into Fatima al-Muhammadi. Okay, where is the Siddiqi? The family name is gone. Okay, what's her father's name? A lot of them, they're called after their husbands as if she's her daughter. And this is totally prohibited. It is completely forbidden. And not only that, it's a major sin. He had committed an act of kufr, the Prophet says, alayhi salam, which means that it's not something, it's only on the paper. Therefore, you are not entitled or allowed to change your father's name, even if you revert to Islam. Someone's name is Christina, and her father's name is George, and the family name is Richardson. She reverted to Islam. Is she obliged to change the name Christina? No, it is not the servant of Jesus or something. It's a name. Is she recommended? It's better that you change your first name into a Muslim name, but it is totally permissible to keep yours. Her father's name is George, and George is not a Muslim name. So she says, no, I'd like to be Christina, the daughter of Muhammad. She said, nope, this is haram. Okay, daughter of Abdullah, again, this is haram. You have to keep your father's name. This is a must. So this name cannot be changed unless it is, for example, her father's name is the servant of Jesus. Then yes, we change it. The servant of Zeus, the servant of Venus. Anything that is servant other than Allah, you change this if it's your father's name. And again, this is not a must because there were a lot of the companions who kept their names. The Prophet's name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Ibn Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, the servant of Al-Muttalib. Al-Muttalib is not a name of Allah, but it is also not a name of a god. Al-Muttalib was the grand uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. When his nephew came to Medina, they thought that he was his slave. So they called him Abd Al-Muttalib, meaning the slave of his uncle, not knowing that he was his nephew. But this is a different topic. So, in short, the names must not be changed or altered at all. The first name, yes. If his name is the servant of Jesus or the servant of Muhammad, it has to be changed. moving on to a new chapter that deals with breastfeeding or suckling and the rules that govern this. We have hadith number 331. So who would be kind enough to read it? Yes, Akhi.
Narrated by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Hamza's daughter, "I am not legally permitted to marry her as relation through suckling are treated like blood relation. She is the daughter of my brother through suckling."
Okay. Now, this hadith is relating to the issue of al-rida'a or suckling. What are the rules governing this? This, inshallah, is what we will know after the break. So stay tuned.